Hello. Oh, yes, hello. Drive me, please. Drive me, please, Sizzle. It's too late now. And don't ever shout at me like that. You silly little man. Oof. Little man, is it now, Sizzle? Yes, I'm calling you a knob. Right. Why? You shouted at me. You're sort of offensive. Aggressive. Predatory.
It's not predatory, Cecil.
Yes, it is. Don't mansplain to me. I know exactly what it is. I've been watching a seminar this morning that your mother was at.
Right. One of the feminists' seminars?
Yes.
Right. Was it full of hatred towards males?
Of course it was, Paul.
Seems to be all we get these days, Cecil. We're like, we're an oppressed minority.
Oh, don't talk wet. Don't you dare do that.
I actually have to agree with Paul there. I feel very oppressed.
Well, of course you do. You're so oppressed with your £102 million, your mansions, your workers, your business assets.
Yeah, thank you. I do like having all my accomplishments listed.
I think men are downtrodden, Cecil.
Right.
And that's as far as I got with the next script for the taxi driver character.
Right. So I don't like it, Paul.
Right. All right. We'll scratch it then. We won't do it anymore, Cecil.
What?
I was just doing some offensive... offensive material for the taxi driver character.
Oh, little bugger, I thought you were being real, having real decent opinions.
No, Sir Jeremy, now please. You can't tie me with that brush. It's rude, offensive, bigoted opinions that I want to distance myself from, quite frankly.
Right. What are you pouting for, Sir Jeremy?
No reason particularly. Thank you very much.
Oh dear. Hang on, Cecil.
I can't hang on. I'm driving. I've got to keep my eyes on the road and make my observations.
All right. Please don't talk like that. But hang on. Let me put my sunglasses on, Cecil.
Oh, look at you.
I haven't done it yet.
Oh, sorry. Oh, look at you!
Still haven't done it yet, Cecil. Hang on, here we go. Oh. Shit, it's dark, Cecil.
Well, put your sunglasses on, it's not that bright.
But I want to look cool, Cecil.
Right. And not being able to see makes you look cool, does it?
I think so, yeah. Do I look cool, Sir Jeremy?
Do you look what?
Do I look cool?
I don't know what you mean.
Do I look good? Do you see me and think, oh, wow, look at that swell guy? You look confused, Sir Jeremy.
I don't know what you're bleating on about.
I'm wearing sunglasses and I want people to say, wow, look at that guy's cool, isn't he? With his sunglasses on and his... easy smile and his smart dress sense.
You don't have a smart dress sense. You're just wearing your work uniform. You look like bloody Robin Hood with dark glasses on.
Yeah, I can't help it. If that's the uniform they give me, Robin Hood green tracksuit.
Why is it Robin Hood green?
I don't know. I'm not Pastor Dave. I'm assuming it's the most holy of all the colours.
No, gold is the holiest colour. That's why the churches are covered in the bloody thing inside in proper countries.
What do you mean?
Catholic Church is the best church in the world. We've got gold tankards, trinkets, knick-knacks, reliquies. All bedazzled in gold, jewels, just like Jesus would have wanted.
Man. What if I do this with my collar? Does that make me look even more cool? you don't look... Excuse me. You don't look cool, Paul. You look like you've just come from work. Sweaty and exhausted. Well, what can I do to look more cool, Cecil? What about if I turn my collar up like this and snap my fingers and point at you with my fingers, my index finger? Does that look cool, Cecil? What are you going on about wanting to look cool, Paul? Has somebody said something? Yeah, Clive said I wasn't hip with it anymore. Hip with it? Hip and with it. He said I wasn't a cool cat. And I don't not want to be a cool cat, Cecil. I want to be the coolest of all the cats possible. Eh? I'm hip, groovy, and with it. I want to be anyway. So I've got to try and achieve that look with my current limitations.
What limitations?
My physical appearance, my personality, my smell, and the wardrobe.
Well, you could remove the smell by washing properly.
It's just so much hard work, Cecil. There's just so much to go at. I can only do a 6-inch square every shower. And I think we all know which 6-inch square I'm going for.
Your face?
What?
Your face, you're washing your face?
No, I meant something else, Sir Jeremy.
He's talking about his genital zone. Right, that's definitely not cool, Paul, talking about your member.
Right, what is cool then?
Well, to me, covering head to foot in tweed, Burberry, and riding on top of a horse.
To Banbury Cross.
I don't care where you bloody go to, I'm not bothered about that. The destination's not the journey.
All right, what is the journey?
It's usually around the manor twice, till Miss Chichester comes out, if you know what I mean, Cecil.
Not particularly.
All right. What? Woof.
Don't you get too hot, though? Cecil, that terrifying-looking woman who looked like she'd lived her entire life imbibing meth was walking down the road sucking a large, what I'm assuming was candy dummy.
Yep, horrendous. Looks like the kind of person that tries to get into my property and look around my house every once in a while. And I say, no, thank you very much, don't let that sort in.
Why has everybody got massive cameras looking out to sea, Cecil? What's happening?
I'm assuming the porpoises are out there.
Porpoise?
Oh, I'd love to see a porpoise. Have you ever eaten porpoise? Have you ever eaten porpoise? I did a little dance there for you as well while I said it. I felt very groovy.
Hey, you look too cool, Sir Jeremy.
I felt it as well. I think I know what you mean. I thought that man had a cockatoo in his hand.
I beg your pardon?
The birds, not two penises.
Oh, right. And did he?
No, I think it was just fish and chips, but it looked like a cockatoo. Or three. I don't know. Depends who you're talking about. Or...
what?
Never mind. I'm not wearing my coolest toupee, if anybody's interested.
And what do you consider to be your coolest toupee, Cecil?
My ginger one.
Your ginger one?
You know the one, Paul. It makes me look... excuse me. It makes me look a little bit like Donald Trump, but with none of the bigotry or criminal activities.
Meh.
I tried to flatten it down, but it keeps poofing up like a big fluffy ginger candy floss.
Right. Can I have some candy floss, Cecil?
No. Where would I get that from?
I don't know. Up your bum?
Oh, don't be dirty.
Sorry about that. My goodness, Cecil.
What?
Look at that gentleman out there. He's cool. He's got the whitest mullet. The whitest, longest possible mullet Billy Ray Cyrus could wish to have. And he's wearing a t-shirt, Cecil, with a wolf on the front. Oh, yes. What a snazzy gentleman. And the shortest shorts and the longest socks. And he has topped that off with a sandal. It was a snazzy outfit and no mistake about that.
I bet he feels like the belle of the ball, Cecil.
And rightly so.
I think he looks like an idiot.
Well, who do you think looks cool, Sir Jeremy Cream the Third?
I do. Nobody looks better than me. I am the dandiest dapper boy in the world.
Man, even with what you're wearing now?
Yep. I'm going to an Oktoberfest.
Right. So you're wearing your lederhosen?
Yep. Shiny, isn't it? Do you like this buckle on the front?
Yeah. Does it take you a long time to get into your lederhosen?
It does, actually. I have to get my wife to help me get me into it. But she won't help me get out of it, if you know what I mean, Cecil. You know what she's like, her frigid bloody bitch.
So, Jeremy. I can see your knees, Sir Jeremy. They're very pale.
Yes, I haven't actually been on a foreign holiday this month yet to have my tan topped up. So I'm looking a little bit like a ghost. Just on my knees. Everywhere else is delightful. But my knees, for some reason, they won't take the sun. I don't know why.
What are you talking about?
Oh, a very pale knee, Cecil. Maybe I think I should cultivate that look. White knees are very, very cool. I think they're the in look now. As fresh as hen's eggs. And twice as delicious if you lick them.
What's that noise?
It's just an ambulance or something, Cecil.
I don't want to hear that. Get it away from me.
Do you not ever fancy following ambulai?
What?
Ambulances. Ambulai. And looking at where they're going to and having a right good bloody look at what's happening. There might be some horrendous accident you can have a right good look at and get a little bit of trauma for your brain.
Why would I do that?
I don't know.
What would you suggest, Sir Jeremy, I could do to this attire to actually make myself look cool? Say, for example, if a new waitress was starting at the coffee morning and I wanted to dress to impress, what would you do to Mr. Jeremy?
As always, Paul, I would begin with washing. Getting rid of the smell is priority one. It should be for you. Have you used a microbiological detergent on your flesh? Get rid of the black clay-like matter. Really get into the crevices. Have you used a loofah before?
What's a loofah?
Clearly not. Have you ever... Right. What I would bloody do is, first of all, get rid of that hat.
But I've got to wear it. It's my pot pie hat.
No. Get rid of it. Put a flat cap on. Wear a hairnet if you must, but by God, wear a flat cap. Made of tweed.
But I get so warm, Sir Jeremy.
Doesn't it look? Do you want to look good or do you want to look comfortable?
Surely there's got to be some compromise between the two.
Don't be stupid, of course there isn't. There's no Venn diagram of looking good and looking comfortable where the two meet.
There. But what should I do to look good then, working with what we've got here?
Do you own any necklaces?
Why would I own necklaces?
Right. I'd start off by getting a gold chain.
Right.
And put that around your neck.
Right. Well, obviously, where else would I put it?
Do you have a sovereign ring?
A what? I haven't seen it. I can't bend that way.
What?
What?
Do we have a ring that looks like a sovereign?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Clearly not. Do you have any jewellery whatsoever, Paul? You've got to accessorise.
I've got a, a canvas satchel for my laptop. It's black, and it's got a picture of, I think it's God and the Gopher on the front.
Right, well, throw that away. And burn it, probably. Does it smell?
Probably.
Right. Get yourself down to whatever market you dare go down to. Do you have much money?
Not really.
Get one ear pierced.
Right.
Put a necklace on you.
Right.
And some... at least two rings on each hand. And unzip your tunic down to the belly button. Do you have much chest hair?
Did what?
Do you have much chest hair?
Not really. A smattering.
Right, well, get a chest hair wig.
Right.
And a medallion, as I say. And can you adopt a Greek-style accent? Is this what you think looks cool, Sir Jeremy? Essentially, some kind of Latin Lothario-type gentleman? No, I think it looks absolutely ridiculous, but I'm working with Paul here. I wouldn't like that, but I don't know what the bloody chavs that you would like to look at.
Right. I'd say, Paul, just comb your hair, trim your eyebrows, please wash, and if there's a nice lady, just say, hello, madame.
She French?
She might be.
Oh, yeah, I'm just speaking a French accent, Paul. Can you do that?
And twin, Catherine Zank, sis, nis, miss, dis,
So, no.
I can a bit bonjour. Je m'appelle Blibblibye. I only know the lyrics to that song that Mum and Cecil sing all the time when they're being intimate. Oh, Jean Ten. Je m'appelle.
Right. Can you do a French accent, Paul?
I don't know. What would that sound like?
Just imagine, hello, hello, Paul.
Oh, listen carefully. I shall say this only once.
But you didn't do a French accent. You just said some things in broken English with your stupid accent.
Oh, sorry. Lisons very carefully. I should say there's only one word.
Stop putting R's at the end of your words.
Listen carefully. I should say there's only one word.
We're getting there, Paul. I think I'm quite impressed with you. If I was a modern woman who wasn't repulsed by your physical appearance and smell and personality, I'd be like, oh, this gentleman's interesting to me. What else has he got to offer me?
Right, and what have I got to offer them?
Oh, absolutely nothing, but that's not my problem.
Might I make it your problem?
And how would you do that?
He does this sometimes when he hasn't got a clue what to say in conversations. I've seen him clam up in front of women at the coffee morning.
That's really embarrassing.
Why are you talking to them?
I've got to take their order, but then when they say, are you having a nice day, or had many people in, my mind goes chaotic and I can't think of what to say. I just end up going, duh, duh, duh. I get too embarrassed and self-conscious.
Right.
It's a lot to take in at once. You feel me?
I don't bloody feel you.
No, you know what I'm saying though, don't you?
Yes.
What's your coolest look, Cecil, even when you were young?
Teddy boy.
Yeah. Back in the day, that was good, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was. I was the bee's bloody knees. I was. Snazzy gentleman, and no mistake about that. Your mother's was Pearly King, Queen, in case you wondered, Paul.
No, no bothered.
Oh dear.
Right, well, I'll try and put some of these procedures on my torso and see what happens if she comes back tomorrow.
Why is there a woman waitress? You're the only waiter they need, Paul.
No, we're getting too busy coming up to summer. It's a two-person job, and I think we've got to do job interviews. Oh, Pastor Dave does, I don't. Not after last time.
Right. Well, if you need anybody to help with the job interviews, so Jeremy Cream's your guy. I can judge a character very well. I've been doing it for years. I actually am the only person who deals with admissions to my country club. And I've never been wrong so far. Are you old? Are you 65 or elderly? On white, you're in. Otherwise, do one.
Well, that's not very nice.
Comes the rules.
Oh, dear. Oh, yes. Stole the bastard.
Don't call the car a bastard, Zethel. You'll hurt its feelings.
Yeah, well. But I didn't know it had any feelings.
And it clearly does say. Oh, my goodness, Burpingtons.
That's not very bloody cool.
I wasn't trying to be Sir Jeremy Cream III.
You should always attempt to be as cool as a cucumber.
Right. How come you suddenly know what cool is, Sir Jeremy? Not aught but 10 minutes ago, Cecil. What have you done here?
Shut up, I've got to reverse round this thing.
You're doing it beautifully, Cecil. I don't know what Paul's freaking out about.
Stop me about that.
That was done very coolly. I feel like... Oh, what's his name now?
What's that?
The coolest gentleman that's ever to existed. What's his name?
The coolest mofo in the world, Cecil.
Yes.
Is it Samuel L. Jackson? He's cool, isn't he? Saying Mother Effa and being just the coolest guy.
No, what's his name? George Formby, that's it. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street, winking at the ladies going by.
It's not the words.
Oh, it's near enough. Near enough. Turned out nice again, didn't it?
No, it's raining, Cecil.
That's what George Foreman would say.
Formby. George Foreman's a boxer, Cecil.
Oh, sorry.
Who do you think's the coolest mofo in the world? Sir Jeremy Cream.
Well, I know who it is, for of course it is me.
You think you're cool, Sir Jeremy?
I don't think I'm anything. I know I'm cool. People look up to me. And people look sideways to me, but nobody looks down to me. Because I'm so bloody wonderful.
If you say so, Sir Jeremy Cream.
I do say that.
It's raining, Cecil.
Can you hear that, ladies and gentlemen?
I doubt it, Cecil. It's not raining that hard.
I tell you what I think is cool when I go running out in the heavy rain in summer on one of my lawns that Capability Brown installed, and I run around in my pyjamas and I look like I'm in one of your music videos that someone cool like Simply Red or Phil Collins might have, you know, and I look enigmatic out to sea.
Well, can you see the sea from Cream Country?
Parts of it, yes, of course I can.
All right.
It's chucking it down, my boy.
It isn't, it says so. Wow, that looks cool.
Look at all these poor pedestrians in their shorts and t-shirts, getting absolutely soaked to the bone.
Bloody hell. Bloody hell, Thistle Fire.
Oh, do you want to go on the big wheel, Paul?
Nope, I wouldn't want to go on the big wheel even if it was nice weather. It'd be horrible to me. I'd get all scared and I'd shit myself.
Well, don't say that, Paul. Cool people don't shit themselves.
You never know. You never know if Harrison Ford got stuck in the lift for too long and he had a panic on and he needed to defecate. Would he do it in a corner or would he go in his handsome slacks? What are you talking about? You know full well what I'm talking about, so follow the conversation. It's not exactly rocket science, is it, what we're talking about? Just talking about the concept of being cool, Cecil. Yes. Anyway, I think that the coolest thing is just confidence in yourself, to be self-assured, to be able to hold your head up high and go out of the house looking like you're just comfortable in shorts and T-shirt, jeans and T-shirt, underpants and T-shirt sometimes. You know, people see that and they think, wow, that's a confident boy, gentleman. He must know what he's doing. What a cool cucumber. I don't think anybody's ever thought that about you, Paul, if that's what you're getting at. They might have done. I might have people look up to me and think, oh, you know what? What a swell, cool guy.
Who would do that? I once rode a horse at bareback with a filly on my back, and we galloped through a apple orchard, and I put a hat on that looked like a cowboy hat, and I thought, actually, then I'm the bloody bee's bloody knees, aren't I? I should go on one of the modern programmes I've got where people look wonderful. Put me on a beach in America and I'll watch the bay. I'll be with, what's his name?
Davy Hasselhoff,
yep. Absolutely. And I'll run in slow motion. And then what I will do is I'll set off an explosion and it'll go off behind me and I won't turn around to look at it. That's cool, isn't it? I've seen that in the films they've got now. I saw that film you made me watch with Davy Hasselhoff, Knight Rider, whatever it was. And something blew up and he refused to look at it in the eye.
Yeah, you're not supposed to look at the mayor. That makes you look cool and feel cool.
What about a gentleman in a trilby with a moustache, Paul? Max Bygraves, what about him? He's cool.
I think we've said cool too much. It's lost all meaning.
Has a little bit, actually. I think that too.
Well, I knew you would, because that's what I think, and everybody wants to think like me.
There's not a creature on the earth, Paul, that wants to think like you.
Well, that's not very nice to say to me, is it? Why don't people want to think like me?
What have you achieved in life, Paul?
Oh, let's not go down this road again.
I've got to get home.
Not you, Cecil. Sir Jeremy Cream once again belittling my life choices. I've enjoyed every moment of it so far, apart from the bits that have been absolutely torturous. The bullying, the smells, the self-loathing, the McDonald's sweats that I've gone through. Do you know if you eat 4 McDonald's milkshakes? For me, anyway, not, you can't sue me for this, but I get a little bit too full, and I think I've overdone it slightly, but only after the 4th one, and only if you get them all within 20 minutes down your gullets.
Right.
Otherwise, you're fine. You can eat 4 in an hour with no problems.
Right. And what else?
I've forgotten what I was talking about. I know I was mentioning McDonald's, but why was I mentioning McDonald's?
You were saying about self-loathing and feeling a bit worthless sometimes. And that's your thought processes.
And that's right. Yeah, people sometimes, I bet everybody feels like that though. I bet they do. I bet they like, sometimes they wake up and they don't feel in tip-top condition, Cecil. Have you ever felt like that?
Nope. I wake up on a morning, shiny and bright, ready to greet the world. I wink at Margaret with a big smile on my face. Oh, excuse me. And I say, hello. Another glorious bluesy day for this gentle gentleman. And then I just roll over, get up with a spring in my step, put on my favourite short sleeve cotton shirt and cotton slacks, white socks and house slippers. And then I go down the corridor, clicking my fingers, saying, yes, Cecil, yes. I'm going to make a coffee, yes, Cecil. Actually, today I think I'll have tea, yes. English breakfast, yes. But I'll have first, oh, yes. Then a coffee, yes. Then a waffle, oh, ye.
Yeah, it's really annoying, Cecil. Why do you do that?
Because I'm happy to be alive, Paul. That's wonderful.
Is it, though?
Yes.
How can you enjoy life when you don't have millions of pounds?
You've got to find joy in the little things.
Like your penis.
Don't be so rude. Crude.
I think I will be, actually. That's tickled me, that has.
Yeah, you said Cecil's penis tickled you. Ow. It hit me, Cecil.
Stupid noise.
Sorry, can't help it. Find something funny, I'm going to do my favourite donkey laugh.
Yes. Sounds stupid.
Sorry about that. Just being confident and ebullient. The epitome of cool.
Yes.
B.A. Baracus, he's cool, isn't he, Cecil?
Is that Mr. T?
Yeah.
Yes, he is cool. And he respects his mother.
What do you mean?
He did a song in the 80s about respecting your mother.
Did he?
Yes, I just said he did.
Right.
Look it up on the internet, shall I? Well, you can't do that now because I'm driving and that would be distracting.
Right.
I tell you, I bloody tell you what.
What?
I tell you, I'd rather not bother about feeling cool. I'd rather feel dapper.
Man, who's that?
No, I'd rather think that I'm hello. I'm a dapper gentleman. You know, I look beautiful. I feel exquisite. I'm the epitome of style, elegance, and class. Again, I say with my tweed, flat cap, and all the accoutrement that go with it. Atop a horse, polo, shooting, going fox hunting. I look bloody wonderful in my leather boots. Dapper's the way to go, Paul, not cool. Cool's for chumps.
Man.
Just me, Nigel Farage, and Tony Blair on horseback, galloping through the South Downs. A wonderful weekend we had.
Right. All right, Paul. Yeah. Just a little despondent, Cecil. I'm never going to be considered cool, am I? Like I say, David Hasselhoff. What's his name? Yeah.
Don't look so forlorn.
I'm looking enigmatic, Cecil. Is that a thing? You don't know what I'm thinking. And that's cool, isn't it? You don't smile at people. You just look out the window. As we say, like Batman would. Not too grumpy, though, because I think Batman would go too grumpy. I wouldn't. I'd just look pensive, deep in thought, but in intelligent thought. Not like I'm wondering what's happening on the next episode of Tots TV. Just, you know, what's going to be on this week on Newsnight, something like that, don't know. One of the highbrow programmes they've got. Yeah, excuse me, Bumpingtons. Right. I'm just going to pull in here, Paul. See if we can look on your phone at pictures of... Are there any cool women, Paul? Oof. Don't know about that. Because do women, if they... Do they get... Cecil. Do they get sexy rather than cool?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Man.
Jingle bells, oh yes, jingle bells, yes. Jingle all the way, Paul. Would you want to do that for me? Nope. What are you doing?
Turning you down, you're quite loud, Sir Jeremy.
Don't you censor me.
Shit off, Cecil.
Trying to shit off, don't talk to me like that. Box your ears in.
You mean you box my ears? Hey, Cecil!
You like those G-forces, do you, my boy?
They felt extravagant, decadent and bourgeois.
Do they now?
Yes, I just said they did. Why do you always have to question me? When I say something that you're not expecting, why do you always have to go, oh, is that what Cecil, I'm old.
How rude. Look at this pillock.
He is a pillock. What a wanker. What does it mean to be a wanker, Cecil?
Someone who fiddles with themselves.
No, I mean more in the... not in the sexual sense, just in the unpleasant person sense. Nigel Farage is a wanker.
Right.
Almost all prime ministers are wankers.
Right.
Donald Trump's a wanker.
Please stop saying wanker so enthusiastically.
Yes, and don't you dare say Nigel Farage is a wanker. He is a beautiful boy with a happy little beautiful smile.
No, he's a wanker. Allegedly, in my opinion, all those people. So you can't sue me.
Right.
What makes someone a wanker, Paul?
Someone who drives like an idiot. Someone whose opinions don't align with my opinions, Sir Jeremy.
You're calling me a wanker?
Yeah, I think you can be a bit, quite a lot of a wanker sometimes, Sir Jeremy.
Can you stop saying wanker?
Sorry, Cecil. It's a bit blue for you, isn't it?
It's very blue. Unpleasant images you put in my mind.
Yep, I might sue you. Being so offensive to me. Is that slander? Is that libel? I don't know which is which anymore. I've forgotten.
Man.
How are you today, Paul?
I'm all right. Thank you very much. How are you, Tony?
I'm all right. Thank you.
What are you sitting in the car with us for? Excuse me. What's that?
Just having some snuff.
Why? What's it smell like?
Well, sniff it, Paul.
No, I don't want to. What is it?
It's snuff.
God, you're so pretentious. What is it?
It's a tobacco product, as Sir Jeremy might say.
I bloody would say that as a delicious tobacco product. Get right up your nose, sniff it good and proper. Have that line your lungs. That's wonderful. A full-on heady combination.
Yep, I love it. I've stopped smoking my pipe, I've stopped vaping, and I've taken up snuff.
Right. Why?
I like the accessories, I like the way it makes me smell, and I like the look of it.
It stinks.
You all right, Paul?
Yeah, sorry, just that snuff got right up my nose. Dusty stuff.
Yeah, it's revolting. Get it out of here. I'm just glad you stopped vaping continually. Although I did love the smell of melon and candy floss.
Oh, yeah, it stained my teeth green, though.
Well, them's the breaks.
Yeah.
Why can't people, when they're driving, do an indicate? Is it that difficult for them? Bloody wankers.
Thistle.
Sorry.
Right. Are we all feeling excited? Are we happy?
I'm not happy and I'm not excited. I'm slightly terrified.
Yeah, I've got very weak wrists. I've no idea how this is going to go for old Cecil.
Man, I think Sir Jeremy Cream will be terrible at it.
Don't you bloody say that to me. I'll be the best at it. I've done this kind of thing before, chasing down people.
What?
Yeah, I've never done it before. Except that time we've already done it in York.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do it because my wrists, but I was quite good at it. I'm still scared, though. It's different, this place.
Yes. For those in the podcast who are confused, we're going axe throwing again.
Yeah, but the axe throwing we went to in York was only a contretemps, an aperitif to a day out, Cecil. It wasn't the main event of the evening, whereas this time it's a full-on hours axe throwing activity.
Yes. I don't know what kind of axes they'll be. I'll hope I feel like a Viking.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, me too. You'd call me Ulrik the Viking, maybe, or Sven, something like that, something Nordic. I hope to wear a wig and a fur outfit, and I won't go raping and pillaging. That's frowned upon these days. But going to chuck an axe at some, I don't know. Can we put pictures of people we don't like up? Nigel Farage, for example, love to throw an axe at his picture, chop it through the nose area.
Don't be so disrespectful.
Why are we doing such an activity, Cecil?
Because you know full well it's the anniversary of the first time me and your mother threw slippers at each other when we had one of our biggest fights ever, because she looked sideways at Graham... What's his name now?
You can't even remember, can you, Cecil?
Oh, Des Lynham, that was it.
Why did you call him Graham?
I got my words wrong.
Right. Stupid.
Yes. So we're going to reenact it.
You're not throwing axes at each other. You'll get yourself turned into mince. Well, you will, Cecil. Mum won't get hit at all. Doesn't matter. You could throw anything at her and your weak wrists will just... Well, they won't do anything, will they? You won't be... Bet you can't even pick up an axe, Cecil.
Yes. I just don't see why we're throwing guitars at the wall. What's that? What are you laughing at me for? Fake? That sounded fake, Paul.
Well, it was fake. You obviously don't think that we're going to throw guitars at the wall just because a slang term for a guitar is an axe.
Yes, I do.
Right. You think we're going guitar throwing? You think that's a thing?
Yes.
It's not, is it?
Yes, I think it is, Tony.
I might sneeze then if that's a thing.
Are you sneezing?
No, I've changed my mind.
Good. We have a person in a car right up our rectum. It's almost giving us a colonoscopy.
Right, Cecil, that's unpleasant. Don't say that.
It's just so close. I'm going to do 25 miles an hour just to annoy them.
Oof. That's a stocky woman there, Cecil. She looks like a weightlifter. Good grief. It's like a giant ostrich egg on legs.
Bloody hell, you wouldn't want to get in a fight with that bloody woman, would you? She'd absolutely batter you.
Yeah. She makes mum look... Whoa, old man. Goodness gracious. Pushed his dog in a pram into the road, Cecil. Did you see?
Yes, of course I saw. That's why I broke, gently and carefully.
Right. Yeah, that stocky woman had battered mother even in her heyday. Goodness gracious, it's like if Mr. Strong was a woman. Never seen anything like it. Phenomenal power in those eggy legs. Yes.
I want to throw a picture... No, thank you very much. I want to throw axes at a picture of Jeremy Corbyn. Stupid left-wing moron. Coming around here with the socialist ideas. I'm glad he's not running for Prime Minister, otherwise I'd have to campaign even harder to get rid of that buffoon.
He's not a buffoon, actually. He knows what he's talking about. A lot of good socialist work.
Oh, right, well, if he's so good, why is he not in charge of the Labour Party anymore? Why is that moron, whatever his name is, in charge? I can't wait for old Richie Sunak to get back in power, retain his power, rather, and take the Conservatives from strength to strength.
Yeah, the only strength he's going to get is front of the door queue.
Oh, ridiculous. Old Richie doesn't need to be in the dole queue. He's got beautiful millions in the bank, I know that for certain.
Can't like him that much, can't even get his name right.
Near enough. Near a blood enough.
Oh, the gentleman behind me is a child. He looks about four. Chavvy boy. Oh, it's a Volkswagen. Oh, he's going to get even slower then, thank you very much. He's vaping. He's looking smug. He's got necklaces round his neck. He thinks he's it.
Does he? Does he think he's it?
Yes. He thinks he's the bee's knees. The dog's bollocks. All zooming behind me and then abruptly stopping. Because he doesn't know how to drive.
What a moron. There's no girls for him to show off for, with his smug, stupid face. And he's on his phone. Wanker. He's a wanker, Cecil.
I'll agree with you on that one. It's a good job Margaret's not here. Let's see if he revs his engine. Stupid. There he is, he can't be bothered to wait. It's revving his engine.
What a pillock. Tempted to go slow, Cecil.
No, I'm going around the seafront. Just the shittest little car. You'd be embarrassed to see run over by it.
To be seen run over by it.
Yeah, if you got run over, you wouldn't want by it. What? If you got run over, you wouldn't want anyone to see you get run over by it. Apart from the horror of being run over, it'd be so humiliating to be injured by such a piece of shit.
Like your bloody car's anything to write home about, Cecil.
I never said it was, but it doesn't stop me judging other people.
Oh, you judge other people even though you don't hold yourself to the same kind of standard. That's the actions of a wanker.
No, rude.
Still upset about what you said about Richard Sunak. He's not going to lose, Tony.
Well, we'll see what we come July the 5th when socialism comes back to Britain, finally, after 14 long years of horror capitalist nightmares.
Those pretentious, Tony. Anyway, Labour aren't exactly left-wing anymore, are they? They're not the bastion of social virtue and whatnot. They're more middle-right, aren't they?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
No, I don't, but I heard somebody say that. Therefore, I'm repeating it. Excuse me, I was nearly sick.
What the hell is that smell?
It's sherbet fountain and spam. Come on, spam. Oh, spam fairy cake.
Oh, that sounds revolting.
Yep, it was. A whole tube of sherbet fountain on a disc of spam that's in the middle of a fairy cake. Or a muffin, as the more commonly known these days.
Why?
Clive's trying something new. I think something's gone wrong in his mind, because it's revolting. He tried mince and onions.
Oh, I love mince and onions.
Yeah, on chocolate.
What?
He put it on chocolate.
Oh, very, very dark chocolate.
No, on a Caramac.
We don't make Caramacs anymore.
He had a whole box full because he bought them thinking he could flog them on eBay for like £15 each. And nobody bought them. So he's got a ton of Caramacs that have gone off. But he's put mince and onions on them. Absolutely disgusting. Absolutely revolting.
Are you wet onions?
No, just the visuals of it made me want to retch into my mouth. And I did. Which was embarrassing because I was serving Pearl and Opal. Still trying to get rid of me.
What about Simon Palms?
Yep, he was coming in to do one shift this morning. He says he just needs some experience for his CV. But he's so smug and cocky and tries to flirt with the old ladies. Surely they can see right through him. Surely they can see right through him. He's obviously not going to do anything sexual with them. Yet he claims he's going to their faces.
Right.
So transparent, Cecil.
Yeah, well, some people don't care. Yeah, right, so Jeremy Cream, you're very quiet.
I'm reading my little book, thank you.
Oh, what book's that? That's not a book. What's that?
I've got an application on my telephone device that shows me texts from books.
Yeah, but there's a picture. What are you looking at?
It's a National Geographic from 1972.
Right. And?
It's a trail in the Congo that I did with my uncle. Met that tribe, Tony. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
What do you think to that?
Why are they doing that?
It's just how they lived. It was fantastic. I spent a month there.
I bet you bloody did. And he's got his whole head in it.
Yep. They were all very accommodating.
Bloody hell. How do you breathe?
You don't worry about that. You let them worry about that.
I'm not sure how that would work, but whatever.
What's that?
I don't think you should look, Paul.
No, I'm not bloody letting you look. We never hear the end of it. Woof.
I don't want to go axe throwing, thank you.
Well, don't bloody come then, you miserable little shitbox.
I'm not a shitbox, actually.
No.
I'm just nervous about throwing axes in the wrong area and being embarrassed in front of all of you.
I wouldn't worry, you're not going to be as bad as Cecil.
How dare you?
Well, we'll see, won't we? Bloody see. It's the wanker again. He's back. He overtook you, Cecil.
Yes, yes, he did. In his Vauxhall Corsa that you can smell the clutch burning. Jesus. Oh, dear. He must have gone up that hill in first gear. The smell of burnt clutch. For those that don't know, podcast people, is a very distinct aroma. And the smell that comes from it is when you over-rev the engine too much. And that boy floored the shit out of his car. He is now 10 foot in front of me.
Idiot. Why is he in such a rush? Maybe he's got to go home to have a wank, because he's a wanker, Cecil.
Shut up.
Sorry. Can we go get food after we've done axe throwing? I'd love to get a pizza. Can we go to Zizzy?
Not going to Zizzy.
Go on. I'd love to go to Zizzy.
Why do you keep saying Zizzy?
Because it's a pizza place where you get pizzas. Go on, Cecil, let's go to Zizzy.
I'm not going to Zizzy. Gives me indigestion, Paul.
Well, that's your problem, isn't it? I want to go to Zizzy. Oh, you're not talking to me now.
No, we'll go to the vegetarian cafe if you want food, Paul. How do you feel about that?
Nope, not doing that. I want a hock of ham and a pizza and cheese and a barbecue base. And then I want to spend £7 on a Pepsi drink.
Pepsi?
Nah, they want a Fun Factory corner at Zizzy.
That's true, that is. No, we're not going anywhere, Paul. I'll take you to Wetherspoons.
Nope, I'm not going there either. It's Chavy. It's Cesar Chavez.
Who?
Chavland.
I've said this numerous times.
Yeah, and I'll continue to say it, Cecil. The Wetherspoons where we live is the worst restaurant I've ever been in, Cecil. I've been in many other Wetherspoons that are perfectly fine, but the one in this town, for whatever reason, is like a place where scum and villainy dwell. If it was a bar from a film, it had been the cantina in Mos Eisley from Star Wars.
What was it talking about?
If you knew Star Wars, Sir Jeremy Cream, you'd get that reference and you'd be like, oh yeah, I know what you mean. You'd have your hand chopped off, and stuff would happen that's sci-fi based.
Know what you're talking about.
You don't have to know. I know, and that's all that matters.
Well, shut up while I reverse into the car park. Oh, God. It's tight.
Hope they don't throw axes at your tyres, Cecil. To burst them. Ugh.
Oh, that was expertly done, Paul.
I didn't do it.
No, I know you didn't bloody do it. I did it. Expertly. I feel very good. Well, bollocks that up now. I'm so close to that car over there. What am I doing?
Is this good podcasting, Cecil?
It's absolutely shocking, Paul. What can you do? I've done it worse now.
All right, I think you better stop the podcast, Cecil.
Yeah, I better do.
Well, nothing, Cecil. Thank you very much. I'll let you reverse out, please. Do your reverse and manoeuvre.
No, I'm going forwards. You can't stop me.
Paul. No, I'm not telling him.
How did it go, Paul?
Have you had a nice time waiting for us, Cecil?
I had a lovely time sat in the bar. I had a non-alcoholic cocktail.
Sounds blue, Cecil. What did you have? Tell us all about it.
No. Please tell me about your axe-throwing experience.
Grey outside, isn't it, Cecil? It's a bit autumnal. You can almost imagine Christmas is round the corner.
Stop deflecting.
If you tell them, Paul, I will batter you.
Can't batter me, can you, Sir Jeremy? You'll get sued by me.
Oh, come on, did it go that well?
Went absolutely as badly as I expected it to. Secretly, I thought, you know what, I'm going to be good at this. It's only throwing some metal, isn't it?
Shut up, Paul.
I was abysmal, Cecil. I think I only got it in the board about 4 times out of 100. And that was just by bloody fluke.
Shut up.
No. Don't you... Yep, Sir Jeremy never got it in at all.
You little shit.
Yep. It just kept bouncing off. And so the mat rat... I'm going to tell him all about it, Sir Jeremy. I don't care.
Fine.
So we got in. There was a creepy little man who had like a big... had a moustache and a beard, but his moustache was teased into points like some kind of pretentious hipster. And he had a very high, squeaky voice, but was a bit nerdy. And put me off to begin with, a bit effeminate, you know. And he was a bit too enthusiastic. I tried to do a bit of stand-up comedy at us and didn't go down very well, did it, Sir Jeremy?
Nope. Everybody was too apprehensive.
Yep. So we got... He gave us a demonstration on how to throw axes, didn't he, Sir Jeremy?
Yep, he looked like a right tomtit.
Yeah. And so then we all had a go. And then we had another go. Then we had 100 goes. And I'm Tony and that lot are staying out. They're going out for drinks. Me and Sir Jeremy Cream have left in shame. Is it because we're at the age we are, Sir Jeremy, do you think?
I don't bloody want to talk about it. I hated every second of that.
You feel very, 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 very self-conscious.
Incredibly so, and I don't get embarrassed. I'm the best one at everything, except maybe throwing axes, as it turns out.
Yeah. I got a bullseye, fluke, and that was it. I missed it for about 50 after that.
Well, what we had to do was take it in turn, so Paul went... And then I went, and then Paul went, and then I went.
Stop trying to make excuses.
If I could have gone straight one after the other, and maybe done 50 in a row, I would have got the heck of it. But because he had to fanny around the lawn chairs, and then swapping axes and whatnot, keeping score of 0-0-0-0, I think it wasn't my fault. The wood wasn't... the problem was the wood was so battered by the previous players... my axe hit it, but just would not stick in it. I think that's what happened.
Pooh, I don't think so, Sir Jeremy Cream. I just think we were very, very bad at it.
There's nothing on the planet I'm bad at that I've put my hand to, thank you.
Well, axe throwing, Sir Jeremy.
Shut up.
Oh, dear. I had a lovely mojito, but it was a mojito, no.
Yeah. You sat in that bar. What did you do?
I just sat there and read my book.
What book were you reading?
Excuse me.
I've not read that. Who's that by?
No. It was Didakoi.
Oh, right. Didioa.
No, the Didakoi, Paul.
Right.
What's that? That rings a bell.
It's a story of a group of travellers who talk about eating hedgehogs.
Burn it. Burn that bloody book. There's no dignity in reading such nonsense. Spit on it and bury it under your fourth lawn.
No, I shan't. Shan't do that.
I don't ever want to... Never ask me to... Let's do archery next time. I'm bloody good at that. I had a lot of archery lessons on the lawns when I was a child. I'm fantastic at it. I'm like a bloody... Who's that famous archer?
Robin Hood.
Not that shit. He's a right little bloody bastard. Robbing from the rich and giving to the poor. But bullshit. I bet he didn't give to a single poor person. What a bloody pillock. You don't rob from the rich. You admire them and bow when a rich person comes near you. Curtsy if you're a woman, of course. And offer to shake their hands only if they present their hand to you.
Man. And if they don't offer the hand?
Then you don't bloody go bloody near them. You don't look at them. You look at the floor. You look at a tree. You look at something. You don't look them in the eye. All right?
No need to shout, Sir Jeremy. Sir Jeremy Cream kept doing it over and over again, getting more and more angry, and the weird little creepy guy was just laughing. Tried to take him by the hand and show him how to throw it.
I was bloody doing exactly what he showed me to do, but the problem bloody was, it was a little short ass, so I was throwing it the same way he would throw it, and of course, I'm so tall and powerful. It was just bouncing off. Well, that little hobbit of a man. Straight in, idiot.
Why did you try and have a go at cutting the rope?
What's that?
You could pay £3, and there was a rope that they strung across the board where you throw axes into. And if you cut the rope, you won £25.
Oh! Did you do it, Sir Jeremy? What do you bloody think, you idiot?
All right.
Sorry, Cecil. I'm sorry. I don't mean to snap at you like that. It's just I'm a very confident person, and when something knocks my confidence, I get very upset about it.
You got very competitive as well, Sir Jeremy. We all, in our little groups, had little matches, and I was against Sir Jeremy. And I beat him by 1 point once because I got one in. And obviously he didn't get a single one in. It was like a bullseye, of course. Imagine that. A bullseye on some planks of splintery wood. Sorry if I've not painted that picture. And you're in cages. Well, look it up on the internet if you want to know what axe throwing looks like. It looks like that, but outdoors, in the backyard, in somewhere in Biddeton, with people looking out the windows at you because he had his Bluetooth speaker on too loud. They're out to look.
Bloody oik, what he was, bloody hipster prick. I bet he loves different kinds of coffee.
Which men?
Well, you know, those bloody baristas, whatever they're called, drinking their coffee in their shops. It's £18 on a latte, I don't bloody think so. I'll get Quimbertal to make one for me. Oh, bloody shoulder's killing me now. Bloody stupid, it's all bloody stupid, bloody going out. I shall bloody go out with you. I don't play bloody croquet or polo or something I'm good at. I don't find something else I'm bloody rubbish at. I'm telling bloody what an awful, awful little man. Awful little cherry oiky activity. What do you people get out of things like this? Why don't you just do proper lawn activities?
Sir Jeremy Crane. Grumble.
Don't ever bring this up to me again, I tell you what. If you ever bring a back sewing again, I'll bloody go ballistic at you.
Oh dear.
He wanted to take our picture at the bloody end, and everyone hated it. Nobody was very good at it, except Margaret. Tony got a few bits in, but not as good as last time when he did it. Bloody activity.
Yeah. I think my wrists are too powerful, Cecil.
Well,
Well, that's why I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to hurt my weak wrists. It seemed like it was all in the wrist, and I thought, I'm sitting that out. That looks stupid. That looks bloody stupid to me.
Yeah, you do right, Cecil. You miss nothing in the activities that people can do. That's one I'm not going to ever push to go back to. Awful.